Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walden. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Bolin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Danny Walden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walden takes first base on ball four. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley takes first base on ball four. Walden moves to second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo strikes out. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hovley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gill. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Gill steals second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 0 for 1 in the game. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alcaraz moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubiak. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Kubiak steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hovley takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to third. Walton moves to second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Drago moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Drago moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Drago scores. Kelly moves to third. Fiore moves to second. It's Brewers, 2, Royals, 2. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Fiore scores. Otis moves to second. It's 4-2. Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Keough reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alcaraz hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Royals. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from roof and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Drago hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Walton takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, And the Brewers too. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver strikes out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Alcaraz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Marty Patton. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Gus Gill. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Phil Roof. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Savage moves to third. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Savage scores. McNerney moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Roberto Peña now playing second base. Jerry McNerney now catching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNerney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alfitz Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazarek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hovley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.